being out in Los Angeles. They want me to come out there. The vice president's going to be there anyway. I've had them in twice this year. I don't want to go out there right now. I'm meeting with a group of them next week, Midwestern governors, and I have told them that I couldn't come. They have come back to me and asked me if I would give them a top flight briefing. We had Rusk and McNamara, and I gave them a briefing last time, and we...
I heard about it from a number of those who were present.
We had a unanimous vote from them. Now, they want to vote on a resolution again. I doubt the wisdom of it, but I can't keep them from it, and they think that they'll get a very good vote, and all of them were for what we had done the other day, and that was before Harris came out, said 85% of the people... approved of what we had done with these military targets, the oil depots. Now, I've talked to McNamara, and I'm going to ask Goodpaster to go up and see Eisenhower today, and he is the best military briefing officer they have available. Buzz Wheeler's in the hospital. And we thought that we might work out something like this, that because of your universal respect and recognition, they know you're close to me, that you might pick up a good pastor in Comer and kind of be the moderator and kind of act like I do when I have these briefings in the White House, and say that you had come to, at the president's request, that you had spent some time in the diplomatic service and going back to Moscow, and that you had handled the Laotian thing, and the president had asked you to do a good deal of this peace work after we'd had 200 conferences through regular State Department channels, the secretary in Warsaw and different places, that we decided that we would let the world know that we were willing to talk, and the president asked you to go to the following places and outline where you went. Then bring them up on the Ronning mission, and bring them up on Gronowski's recent talks, and bring them up on anything that we've had from any other part of the world, and let it add up to exactly nothing. And we've had to wait since last March because we had an unstable government out there the last 3 or 4 months. And we had these diplomatic missions, conversations going on. Gronowski was back here, and he was talking in Warsaw. Yeah. And then we had Ronning out there, and we couldn't be doing things during this period. And that kind of explained the delay. A good many of them are quarreling. The Republican line is, ought to have been done sooner. Our theory is that nobody, Tommy Thompson, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, McNamara, literally nobody thought a year ago that we could be doing as much as we're doing without any reaction. And the reason we've been able to do it is that it's been gradual and not just all at one time, and that enough to, that would create a spasm. And then call say now, you can contribute to it, but you just believe they'd rather get it from the chairman of the Joint Staff Study, General Goodpaster, who was Eisenhower's top man in the White House, and who President Eisenhower told me he considered the ablest man in uniform. I would introduce him that way. That's what he told me the other day, and he's
I worked with him. He was Eisenhower was the liaison officer with me when I was chairman of the first three wise men in NATO, so I know him well.
Well,
I know how close he was to Eisenhower.
I just tie him in so close with these governors that they couldn't get out, and just say the president told me that the other night the president and I were talking. He told me that the good pastor was one of the ablest men in the army. Said President Eisenhower told him when he became president, get old good pastor and follow him, and that's what we're doing. Then let him talk. When he gets through, try to keep it to, say, 20, 25 minutes. I'd take the whole thing to an hour, and I wouldn't let it run over because they'll get angry. Then I'd have Comer talk about what we've done in school books and health and pacification, and he's pretty rapid fire, and let him give a little of the pacification thing and the health and education and agriculture and all that they've been doing, kind of falling through the Honolulu thing. And then ask, tell them you take any questions you want. And you answer any you want to, and those you don't, well, turn to these other two, kind of like I turned to Rusk and McNamara and you when you're there, and just kind of, the object is to make the governors feel, we've told them all that we know, tell them it's confidential, but that you're coming direct from the horse's mouth. Now, my judgment, I have not talked to Goodpaster, and I have not talked to Comer, but my judgment would be that probably sometime tomorrow, when you don't get too tired, these jet stars are pretty tiring, that you ought to fly down here and probably stay all night. And get up the next morning. You got to stop somewhere. It's a 7-hour flight by Jetstar, 6.5 or 7. And you got to regas anyway, so you might want to just come here and stay all night and get a fresh start the next morning. But I'll talk to you today. You get briefed thoroughly. You hear me? You get briefed thoroughly, and I'll have somebody call you later and tell you whether I think you ought to come here. My own judgment would be that it would add a little bit.
I think it would add a great deal, sir. I think the fact that they're coming directly from you, you're the voice they want to hear, and coming directly from you would make it much more authoritative.
I'll talk to Bill Morgan, and I'll probably say today at press meeting, and I'm going to ask you to go out there and represent me. I go out there and brief them, that ask you to pick up a team there, and then and you're going to drop by, and I might get somebody else to come by here and stay here, like Larry O'Brien, to talk legislation, let you all go on, let him stay here. I'll notify you today, but you be prepared to come tomorrow.
All right, sir. And the brief has been set up with the governors?
Yes, it's going to be Thursday. They haven't said what time. They just said, as chairman of the National Governors Conference, I'd appreciate if you'd send a team to our conference to brief the governor in a closed session on current developments.
Good.
Let me see. I know the governors would welcome such a briefing. Please advise this can be done. Let me see what he says, what day, though. When the governor works, you offer to keep the briefing on the chairman, I would appreciate if you'd send it to you. Close it on Thursday afternoon.
Thursday p.m.
Afternoon.
Then we'll be there.
You could come here Wednesday night and get a rest. If you fly here and then go on out there, it's over 7 hours. If you fly direct, it's about 6.5. And you're going to be so damn tired, you won't feel like...
Well, it'd be mighty good to see you, sir. And I think for that, it would add a great deal to the authority of the briefing.
Okay, now you get on them and you get every little tidbit that you can on things like the running mission.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
And get any other little runs that wouldn't hurt if they got out, like Warsaw and what we said to them there. And then caution them by being confidential, because they'll think it's more important. Some of them will leak it, but you give them a good lecture on that.
All right, sir. I'll get to work out right away.
Thank you, Abel.
Thank you, sir.